AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is the Republican Party fracturing? As voters go to the polls on this Super Tuesday, we've been asking Republican senators and governors across the country if they will commit to backing GOP frontrunner Donald Trump if he wins the party's presidential nomination. The answer, from just under half of them, no. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The Republican Party may be headed for a crack-up. This is extraordinary. We haven't had a party implode like this in a long time.
Super Tuesday could be make it or break it for Marco Rubio, who has a warning about those who are thinking of voting for Donald Trump.
It's still not too late to wake up and realize the direction we're headed as a party and as a country. It's still not too late to choose a different direction.
Ted Cruz is hoping to hold on to his home state of Texas today. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says the one person Democrat Hillary Clinton doesn't want to run against is him. Both of them are expected to do well on this Super Tuesday. Osama bin Laden was a wealthy man, and we're just now learning what he wanted to do with his millions. AP correspondent Mark Smith says his just-released will leaves the money to his relatives. Sort of.
The will divides a personal wealth bin Laden estimates at $29 million among those relatives, but instructs them to use most of it on jihad for the sake of Allah. The documents among more than 100 seized in the raid on his Pakistan compound by Navy SEALs that have just been released after a lengthy administration review.
Here in Washington, the National Zoo has shut down its Kids Farm exhibit after E. coli was found in some of the animals. Some goats and a cow have tested positive for E. coli, and the zoo says they're being treated with antibiotics. This is AP Radio News. So much for the self-driving car. It's gotten into a fender bender on a street in Silicon Valley. This is one of Google's test cars, says our Justin Pritchard in California.
The Google car was trying to take a right turn, and in order to do so, it kind of had to move around some sandbags and a storm drain. When it did so, it clipped the left side of the car with the right side of a public bus that was passing.
Google has accepted at least some of the responsibility for the collision, which occurred on Valentine's Day when one of the Lexus SUVs it has outfitted with sensors and cameras hit the side of that bus near the company's headquarters in Mountain View, California. Fiat Chrysler has been seeing sales rising, going up a healthy 12% in February as buyers ignore a stock market funk and return to showrooms after a snowy January. Fiat Chrysler led by the Jeep brand and the Ram pickup in those higher sales. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.